claims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Down here in Central Florida, I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is October 23, 2022. Yes, it is live, not Memorex. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles, for provocative insight, and share what you have learned. Republic Broadcasting. .org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Our phone lines, 512-248-8252. I am back in the saddle again. I want to start the show off by giving some thank yous. Start the show off with some thank yous to Steve Starrs. For sitting in on my behalf for my absence here. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. I appreciate you bringing your provocative insight to your stories. And I enjoyed it. Actually, I listened to the very first weekend. And I was able to, even I was at a low pain time at that time, threshold. And I had a chance to lay back on bed and listen to the show. And very, very interesting stuff. And I'm just glad that... was able to take the show and bring some live broadcasting to the studio here and not just a rebroadcast because this is we got to stay current. We got to stay on top of everything here. And if I can't be in the saddle, then I'm going to bring somebody else in the saddle here. And again, thank you, Mr. Steve Starrs. Interesting things in my illness that I happened to learn in my illness. Some sad things. I lost a friend during the illness of being down with kidney stones. By the way, I passed the kidney stones on Wednesday night sometime. And my God, feverishly was I just downing the water, lemon water, you name it. I started something else new I've never tried before. Pomegranate juice. Tried that. I tried everything. Lemon water, lime water, you name it. I was guzzling it. And the pain was... this was a bad one. I'm upset. I'm not sure yet. I'm revising my diet again to figure out the solution to this problem that I have inherited through some bad genes on my mother's side. My sister has the same issue. My grandmother does. My mother does. And my daughter does. So not a good situation to be in. You can't pick your parents. So that's what I'm stuck with. Other than that, pretty dang healthy. But the kidney stones, God, they can take you down. And they say it's like having a baby. I never had a baby, but I think I understand the pressure and the pain of having a baby, the pushing of a baby. And so I'm going to work on some new things here. I looked at the Merck manual today. And a recommendation of 100 to 200 milligrams of B6, vitamin B6, and about 200 milligrams of magnesium per day will decrease the urinary oxalate, which causes the stones. I'm also trying apple cider vinegar pills, pill form there, the lemon water or lime water on a daily here, quite a bit of that. Prevent the kidney stones and prevent scurvy. Yeah, there you go, lemon, lime water. But I'm trying a couple of different things here, and hopefully I just don't want to revisit this ever, ever, ever again. It was miserable. And thankful to my good friend David, I had gone through pretty much everything I've ever had for narcotic that I had from past surgeries, which is interesting to bring up. And, you know, we get these expiration dates on medications, narcotics, we get expiration dates on blood pressure pills, a lot of different medication. And I know they're saying, well, it expires, you must get rid of it, destroy it, and please do not flush them down the toilet. That's the wrong thing to do. You can actually bring them to a pharmacy, and there's a correct way they destroy them if you have to do that. But I learned, though, in my illness that there's actually still quite a bit of therapeutic value in some of these medications that we're throwing away, disposing of. And, you know, let's say it's not 100% and it's expired. Maybe it's a couple months. Maybe it's even 6 months to a year. Maybe it's not 100% potency anymore. Maybe it's now 80%. Isn't it better to have 80% potency on some medication than to have none? And the reason I say that, because we are going through some hard times here. You know, we're seeing shortages on everything. So if you think we're going to see shortages on medication, yes, we are. We are going to see shortages on medication. So there's something to think about. Don't toss away some of those pills. Flat out don't. There is medicinal value still in those pills. Some potency in it may not be 100%, maybe 75%. Hey, but 75 is better than nothing. And when you're in a crunch, in a crisis, and you have no supply, and for some reason, what happened to the pharmaceutical, they stopped making these medications, for some reason, they come up with some phony excuse. Well, you don't have any blood pressure medicine. Well, I still have some. It's outdated, but it's probably 80% potency. I at least have something to keep my blood pressure under control. So that's something to think about in the future here. I also did learn something else in my illness. I've noticed this before. We've seen it before in the hospital. We have animals brought into the hospital. It's not so much anymore. It's kind of a past thing here. They used to bring these big dogs into the hospital. And in areas where they could, if you're immunocompromised, they're not bringing a dog into your area there. But dogs or animals have a therapeutic value. They really do. The touch. I don't know what it is, but in my illness, I was lying there in bed, and I'm researching, why is my little dog really sucking up to me right now? And she has to touch me. So she's sitting on the bed there next to me, and she has to get sidled right up to me. Now, the house is not cold. She's not trying to get some body heat or anything from me. She's simply wanting to be near me, close to me. She needs to be near me. She understands that I have a need for something. For some more compassion or something here to help me in my illness. She evidently recognizes that I'm ill. I'm not my normal self. So I started doing some research to find out dogs and cats have the ability, I think mainly dogs, but I could be wrong, but they have the ability to sense out deficits in certain mood hormones. And I thought that's really interesting. So if I'm depleted on oxytocin, mood hormone, or serotonin, or dopamine, my dog knows that. And trying to help me bring up my moods, perk me up, my dog is doing her best to bring me out of this funk. And it was the strangest thing. Animals really can be very therapeutic. And so I learned that. It was interesting to know that. I lost a friend. About a week and a half ago, I was still under with all the kidney stones. It saddens me. He's just a couple years older than myself. And I think what bothers me the most is his wife being a nurse with a master's degree. She's very book smart. She worked in ICU, which not everybody in ICU is critical care thinking smart. There, a lot of people are just book smart. Some people can really think themselves, you know, think out of the box here and fix a problem pretty fast. I was always good at that. I'm always very good at that. And it didn't come easy. I had to learn that. It's a process. It's like putting a puzzle together. You just don't put it together. You piece it together, and in time, it all comes together. And that's what I always liked about critical care medicine, is piecing the puzzle together. But what bothered me is that in his parting, is that I know that they were taking the shots. They were taking the boosters, and he did have some underlying health problems, which were potentiated, I'm certain of that, of the COVID shots and the boosters. Now, I'm also my downtime. I had plenty of conversations, text conversations. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but we do text each other quite a bit. He's been very active, and I've thrown some good stuff at him lately, Dr. Peter McCullough. I'd say probably one of the foremost authorities on COVID-19. And so we had quite a few discussions on what's going on here. And so I'll share a little bit of that with you tonight. My wife also, bad timing. She stayed over a couple days. She was supposed to go to a family reunion, a wedding at the same time. and see her ailing mother. Her mother's 88 years old, like my mother, and her health is starting to fail now and starting to come along a little faster than normal. And so this thing of, do I stay home with you with your kidney stones, or what do I do? I don't want to be missing my mom. This may be the last time I see her, and then she may pass. It's a tough thing to handle here. What are you going to do? And I actually got to a point where I thought, just by the Tylenol and the Advil itself, at that time, I didn't have the NARC from my friend who saved my butt big time. And I didn't have that, but I kept my pain down to a 2 and a 3, and it's been as high as a 7 and an 8 on a 10 scale. That's pretty high. You know, it's hard to sleep at a 7 or 8. It's really hard. And I must have wasted hundreds of gallons of hot water on my back here in the shower, trying to dilate, to try to loosen things up, and maybe somehow, some way, the dilation will go deeper inside, and the ureter itself will open up and dilate, and that stone will just drop down, and it'll be gone. Don't know how it happened on a Wednesday, but I did start a passing stone, and boy, I tell you, when you know you're passing stones, you're passing stones. Those things are sharp, they're shardy, and you realize when they're coming out. Trust me on that one. So we had some conversations, Dr. McCullough and I. We were talking about a little bit of everything here. We're talking about this, the CDC voting on, it was last Thursday, voting on to add COVID-19 shots. I'm not going to call them vaccines. I'll never call these things vaccines. They're under the emergency use authorization. There's only one of them that was authorized, and you can't get it anyway. So for some reason, they think it's okay to authorize it in substitute of the one they did authorize, the emergency use authorization. This one here will take that place. So it's still in the same ballpark. No, it's not. Approved is not emergency use authorization. So getting back to that, we were talking back and forth about this advisory group. There's an advisory group called, what's it called? ACIP, the Advisory Council for Immunization Practices. So what is this group? Well, this group falls under the heading of the CDC.gov. And basically what it is a yes group, probably comprised by board members from pharmaceuticals. My guess, that's pretty much what the board is, a bunch of people from pharmaceuticals that were ex-CEOs or wherever, board members who have stepped down now are part of this and probably getting a huge, huge paycheck out of it. But what they are is a group of yes people. And what they are supposed to be is an oversight group to the CDCP, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Prevention, that's a joke. But they're supposed to be an oversight group to advise them that they've done the homework, we've done the research, we've gone through all the everything, we've looked this over closely, and we think this is the appropriate step to take. This is what we need to do. So therefore, they had a vote on it, and their advisory group decided, get this, 15 to none. They are all unanimous. 15 were all in agreement to say, yes, let's add the COVID-19 shots to the children's shot schedule. Now, they're going to be going off into this whole realm of, if you want to go to school, public school, maybe even private school, you have to now follow the CDC's recommendations for all childhood shots immunizations, which would include the COVID-19 shots. Now, Dr. Robert Malone was really hot on this. Dr. Peter McCullough, very hot on this. I'm very hot on this. We are seeing a precedent set here, a precedent. Never, ever before have we ever seen an experimental drug, in this case, the SARS-CoV-2, the COVID-19 shots, added to a childhood immunization schedule. Never happened. It's experimental. What part do we not get of this? Okay? The name experimental, the definition of experimental, has not changed one bit. It still is the same. Experimental, unknown, uncharted waters, outcomes unknown. We'll find out someday. We've never seen this before. We've never seen any medication under the emergency use authorization ever allowed to be part of a children's immunization schedule record, ever. This is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous territory here. We are going in here. I have decided, and I, when I was talking to Dr. McCullough, I said, you know, to me, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH have zero credibility, zero standing when it comes down to health. Zero. They've lost it. It's gone. These people are not in the business of concern over your public health. They are not concerned. They are simply controlled and driven by the old greedy dollar of the pharmaceutical industry. Flat out, that's it. They are owned, lock, stock, and barrel here. So my question to him was, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to organize medical boards and other agencies that are going to look after our health. The medical boards are even owned by the pharmaceutical industry. Gavin Newsom, this Assembly Bill 2098 to punish physicians who tell you the truth about the downside of COVID-19 shots. Their years of experience, their education, thrown aside, they are given a script, read the script or lose your economics. For those physicians that have decided to rely on the ethics of their business, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. For those, I commend you. I salute you. For those who have chose the economics, you're cowards. I despise you. And I hope when the shit hits the fan, when the bodies start to pile up, I hope you start to get a lot of visits from attorneys. And they sue your pants off because you didn't do the right thing. You were coerced. You didn't stand up for your patients' rights. There was no informed consent. You're just as guilty as the party who made the order. You carried out the order. Harsh discipline, fine you, lose your license. I don't know. But we need to form new boards and other agencies that actually are in the business, that are out of government control. Out of government control. As a little boy, I remember sitting around, and my father was a very educated man. And he sometimes let it out. He just kind of said, you know, everything the government touches turns to shit. He's right. He's totally right. He's totally right. Everything they touch turns to poo. They can't do anything right. And sometimes they don't want to do right because they have an agenda. Just like what's going on right now with destroying the middle class, destroying the economy, inflation, trying to push us into the direction of green, natural, electric energy by bringing shortages of everything you can think of. It's nice to be back in the saddle here again. Stay tuned. We are back after a short commercial break. Steve Elkins on a Sunday night off the beaten path.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
If the midnight sky and the stars were mine, from the rolling sea to the mountains high, if I owned the world and if I could choose, I would give it all away only to be with you. Girl, my heart has found a home where it belongs. Your loving gives me strength to carry on. You're all I need. One touch from you, my soul is free. If the midnight sky and the stars were mine.
And we're back. From the road. We got one call on the line here, but I'll take that here in just a second. But I want to get back to some health issues here, some other things I'd learned I want to share with you because it's really important to share those with you. My wife, well, she decided to stick around for a little while, and I thought I could handle the pain, and she took off. She took a couple of days, stuck around and said, I'll cancel my plane and reservations, and I'll maybe a couple of days I'll take off. She got 4 days instead of 7 days with her family, and her mother is frail at 88 years old and declining quite fast from the year she came out. Unfortunately, my wife happened to sit next to a vector on the plane here who was hacking and coughing, evidently was sick and infected her. And so my wife takes it to the reunion in Arizona, and now everybody is sick. including her mother, 88 years old. So we're kind of like guarded, like, oh no, Josh, this is terrible. Maybe you should have stayed home after all. But again, that, you know, that situation of what do you do? This could be the last time. And now, I don't know. I get really irritated when people are sick, obviously sick, and for some reason they don't have the common sense to say, you know what, I'm sick, I'm gonna skip this flight, I'm not going to infect everybody on the plane. Of course, we know that recirculated air on the airplane, boy, that's just, isn't that amazing? You get somebody on there just blowing that stuff out there and just circulate it around. There's nothing to sanitize and clean the air. This has happened to me before too. I hate flying. I don't like flying anymore. Aside of the airlines being so damn cheap these days, they don't give you anything anymore. Make you pay for this, pay for that. Pillow? You want a pillow? Yeah, that'll cost you $5. Here's some pretzels. Thank you. Do I get a drink to wash down the pretzels? No, that'll cost you another $5. We charge you for our drinks now. It's just, I hate flying. I don't want anything to do with flying anymore. I'll drive if I have to. But here she went, and she infected everybody. So I want to mention, we've got the protocols that I have. I've talked about 7 different protocols. I probably should add an 8th one here. I'll tell you about in a second. But, you know, the season of cold and flu is coming very shortly here, and I'm offering these protocols free of charge just because I like you guys, and I want to keep you healthy, and I want to cheat the medical industrial complex here and keep you out of that cold and flu aisle as much as I possibly can over at Walmart or wherever you shop. But all of my protocols are available at my email address. If you just send me an email, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'll happen to send those over. And one thing I did get to be practicing here, I did a little AOC bartending while I recovered here. Even when I was sick, I was still helping my wife, trying to help her in her respiratory. I got her started on the sinus irrigation lavage really fast. Unfortunately, by the time she got back, it had already slid from the sinuses down into the chest, and that's a nice incubator down there, a petri dish. So now I'm having to add the nebulizer treatments using hydrogen peroxide. So, man, I'm working feverishly hard to get her pulmonary back up, clean her sinuses out here, and just getting her to feel much better. Got her outside, get some vitamin D sunshine a couple times here and there, and that does make a big difference, believe it or not. Plus some good food, and try to, to whip this thing really fast. But I don't know what's going around. I don't know what's, neighbors next door said they got something bad. It lasted for about a week, and then it's gone. What I did learn, and I wanted to share with you, some of you may be on blood pressure medications, some ACE inhibitors or blood beta blockers possibly, but I found out that NyQuil, the cold and flu elixir there you can drink and take at nighttime so you get a nice night of sleep, there is a major downside of NyQuil, DayQuil and NyQuil. Evidently, it can mess with your blood pressure and nullify your blood pressure medications, basically. And what you ends up with is hypertension, high blood pressure. So basically, all decongestants provide relief by narrowing those blood vessels to reduce stuffiness, but they can potentially affect other blood vessels, which may increase your blood pressure. So I just want to let you know that DayQuil, NyQuil, if you have blood pressure issues, find something else. There are other things. Concedrin, I think is what it's called, and it will not affect your blood pressure. It actually says Concedrin. I believe that's how it's said, spelled. And it says high blood pressure. So think about that. For our commercial break, we'll be right back with your calls. Fred in Iowa, you're up next.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
I think a new addition to my protocols, making it 8 instead of 7 here, should be the hot toddy. I got to be the AOC master bartender here. At the time I was sick, even when I was sick, I was making hot toddies for my wife here. And she is not a drinker. And sour mash bourbon whiskey here used in the hot toddy here. And, that suppresses the cough. The alcohol suppresses the cough. That's why they put it in. They used to put it in. Cough suppressants and stuff like that, but it does work. It actually does heat you up, and plus you get a good night's sleep. Other than that, I had to kid her about it, my sense of humor. I said, I just a hot toddy for Miss Snotty, and plus the nasal lavages, the sinus lavages. I really hit those things hard on her, and along with the nebulizing of hydrogen peroxide. And she is doing better. I think she is going to go back to work tomorrow. So I think that week of illness, I think she's over the hump here. I think she's going to be fine. Don't know what it was, but let's hope that's the last of it. We'll see. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's pick up Fred in Iowa. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Steve. In 1959, September, I was waiting at Treasure Island. That's halfway between Oakland and San Francisco for discharge, and I come up with kidney stones. It sounds like you come up with kidney boulders. But yeah. Anyhow, I didn't want to miss my discharge date. So for a week, I had the upper bunk. I'd sleep on my back, and I'd double up both my fists and put them under needs my kidneys, and I was groaning and moaning and similarly in tears. The guy says, you know, go see the doctor, you know. So I went, and it was a big building with a big wide hallway, and here's all these dependents, women and children, and I'm laying across three wooden chairs, almost to fall off. Right across the hall was an open door where there was a full naval captain doctor, and I was boning, and I was past the point of being embarrassed because all them kids and women were looking at me. And then finally, I waited about 20 minutes, and I got up and walked across the hall and to his office, and I said, I need help. And now, you know, and he looked at me and, you know, don't be impertinent. And I took my fist and hit that friggin' desk of his, and I said, now. And by golly, 40 minutes later, they had me on an ambulance to Oakdale Naval Hospital. And I was so pissed off and mad and in pain, I was giving crap to all the doctors and all the nurses. And why I never got shots in the Navy, because I was scared poopless about getting a needle. I was scared of needles and shots. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, they told me I had glomerulonephritis. Mm-hmm. And so they, I don't know if they give me any pain medicine, but they told me to drink a lot of water, and then they give me these half pint bottles so I could pee.
Yeah.
So the goddamn first time, I filled up about four of them, and I had to get four more, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the next day, they told me to drink a lot of water. And Jesus, man, I drink a hell of a lot of water. And then the third day, I was coming back with all them jars of piss, and they seen me, and I just turned around. The beds were lined up on either side of the aisle in the Oakland Naval Hospital. Everybody's laughing. I went back in the urinal, and I poured them out. And then when I come back out, the doctor said, Fred, well, my last name, he said. You know, he said, Fred, whatever you do, don't drink any water. So about 2 days later, I was at the urinal, and there was a guy right beside me, you know, and a little plink, 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 and three of them rocks fell out, not like yours, you know. Didn't hurt me a bit. And I grabbed a hold of that guy, and I scared the stuffing out of him. And I said, don't you stand by, don't let anybody flush his urinal, you know, or I'll kick the whatever out of you.
Yeah.
And I ran out, and I told the nurse, and I grabbed her hand, and I drug her into the urinal there, and that guy was still had everything exposed, you know. And she looked in there and seen him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I started getting well, and hell, I wanted to get out. I was late for discharge, and I went in on a kiddie cruise when I was 17, and so I extended a year to get electronics, aviation electronics school. And when I was in Oakdale, I was a second-class electronics petty officer, and then I had a third-class corpsman. And, Jesus, he was really hurt my starboard side about a midship, other words, my arse, you know. And I said, I'm going to put you on court-martial if you can't give me a shot any better than that. And then I looked around again, he was shaking so bad. I said, oh, I'm just kidding, I'm just kidding. I said, just go ahead and do it. And so anyhow, I felt pretty damn good, and every time they asked you every morning, checked everybody, I feel great, I feel great. And then when they get to me coming down there, it's, Fred, we know you're okay, you know, okay, what am I going to do? So I went to the pool and was swimming. I swam underwater, and I run right into my doctor, and he jumped up, and I jumped up, and he said, get out of here. So I went back to the barracks, you know. But they cured it with penicillin. But I damn nearly got court-martialed over that. Anyhow, that's my story.
All right. Interesting story, Fred. Thank you. I appreciate
that.
Yeah, it's
toward medicine and doctors.
It's a terrible experience. I wish this upon my enemies. Yeah, okay, my enemies. I'd wish this upon Fauci and Soros and people like that, evil people like that. But other than that, it's a very painful thing to go. It's really hard to find anything that to relieves that pain. It's just such a. It's a terrible experience. I don't want to relive it, so I'm going to work hard to find some other solutions. I'm going to try the vitamin B6.
Oh, one more thing. I'm interrupting. Yeah. Well, my sister, 7 years younger than me, she retired as a nurse after 41 years, and she said that I couldn't come up to her house to visit her, you know, unless I got the shot. And we're pretty close, but boy, we've tangled. And you know, that was in 21 when first this crap came out. And so she's come a little bit more my way, but I said, you're going to die before me. And I said, you're 7 years younger than me. And I said, her grandniece, which is a beautiful gal, she's married and about 34 years old. I said, she's not going to have any babies, you know.
That's true.
Sister didn't give me any argument. Anyhow, have a good day. And
all right, appreciate
glad
that.
You
appreciate
were successful
that.
Passing those boulders.
Yeah, I was successful. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Tom in Utah. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Okay, more or less. Good. Trying to still keep an innocent man out of prison for life. But anyway.
Yeah.
Good reference for calcium oxalate, kidney stones. Go to a book that was published by the National Academy of Sciences under the direction of a T. Colin Campbell. There's the staff that put the thing together, but he was a member of the National Academy of Sciences in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So probably you can find a copy of it at the Veterans Administration Library. I don't know about hospital library, but the VA usually has a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Diet and Health. Just that
Diet
simple.
And health. Okay.
National Academy of Sciences.
All right.
Out of that work where T. Colin was commissioned to do the study, he's from Cornell University, he ended up authoring another book called The China Study.
Yeah.
And I ended up spending the winter of 1999 rolling into 2000 up there with him cleaning up the manuscript for the China study. So those are two references. Go in and look under calcium oxalate or kidney stones.
Okay.
And that'll be the best guide for you to avoid that, to avoid them ever again.
I'm going to do a couple different things here. Actually, I'm going to, they said coffee is a bad thing. You don't want to drink coffee. I like coffee. So I've decided to maybe go every other day, maybe more tea and substitute. I definitely need a coffee wake up, though. I just do. We all do. So I may go every other day and just keep it to one cup of coffee. Of course, I'm going to keep increasing my hydration, but I'm going to add more lemon water. This pomegranate juice I used, also lime water. Cranberry juice, more acidity. Try to do that to acidify and hopefully, you know, keep that calcium oxalate from actually forming those crystals in the kidney itself. I don't know. This was a bad one for me, and I'm lucky that I really made it through this one. I was fully ready to go back to the hospital. I'd call the physician. They'd ordered a CT scan for me. And we're backed up and had scheduled it for the next day. And then suddenly, of course, what always happens, when you schedule for something, it goes away. So I passed the stones. I had no reoccurrence next couple days. It's still in the back burner if I need to get the CT again. But so far, so good.
You know the definition of insanity.
Keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, quite frankly, I will tell you straight out, the coffee issue is a wives' tale. When you read through the facts on calcium oxalate formation, you'll be happy that you can have your coffee and avoid your kidney stones, too.
Well, I tell you what, Tom, on the safe side, I'm going to go every other day for right now, and I'm going to keep the hydration
up.
Well,
that's fine.
I'm going to try that for a little while and see how it goes. I like coffee, but and definitely watch the alcohol because the alcohol is a diuretic, and coffee, the caffeine is a diuretic. Stay away from sodas. I don't do that often anyway, but stay away from sodas. I just don't want to repeat this ever again. I think this is it for me.
Well, when you finally read the true chemistry, mm-hmm. you'll say, oh, okay, that's easy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you got to give up coffee.
Yeah.
In fact, coffee saved my life when they treated me with a little potion that caused me to go into tachyarrhythmia. That coffee was what kept me from dying. Anyway, yeah,
all right.
Get a copy of the Health and Diet by the National Academy of Science. It's a very large white covered book with a picture of vegetables and fruits and. Food okay. on the front, for everything on the front.
All right.
And then also get a copy of the China Study, T. Colin Campbell. Thomas okay. Colin Campbell.
Campbell, got it.
And
all right.
Like I say, read the Kidney Stone Oxalate pass references.
I appreciate the call there, Tom. Thank you very much for your expertise on that, and I will definitely take a look. I'm looking at all options right now, so appreciate the call. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Paul in California. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Yeah, I was listening with interest to your description of what you went through. how many days did you say it took?
I think it was 9 days.
Oh man! Oh God! That's a long time.
Yeah, I wasn't on a scale of 1 to 10. I wasn't at 7 for completely 9 days. I went up and down. I'd stay at 2, 3. Two is pretty agonizing at 2 because you're going, oh, I know it's coming up higher and faster and faster, and so quickly you tried to get the 2 to knock it down, to bring it down to 0 if you can, and so again I was using Tylenol and Advil interchangeably every 6 hours each. I'd switch back and forth, and it did all right. But then I got to a point where I was in serious crisis, and I'm going, "Geez, my wife's not here now. This is agonizing not to have anybody nearby." I can get my car and drive to the hospital. I did this once before when I was in South Carolina. I was on a contract. And I drove from Myrtle Beach to Georgetown, South Carolina, 17 hours, flying as fast as I could. I thought for sure a cop was going to try to pull me over, and I would be damned if I was going to pull over. I just simply turned my emergency blinkers on, and you got to know that I'm in trouble, or I'd pull over and follow me into the parking lot in the ER because I'm hurting that bad. But I called on him and didn't know that my buddy had a serious back injury long ago. And he said, yeah, I'm on pain medication all the time, continuous. I said, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. I said, hey, I'm not a drug seeking person, but you got anything you could spare to hold me over? But he was taking off on a vacation. He's, yeah, I got plenty here. So, sparingly, I took what I needed to bring that pain down. I actually slept through the night. And that's one of the biggest things, that I not getting any sleep, any rest, and of course you're not wanting to eat because you're nauseated, you want to throw up. The stones are just terrible. They're just terrible. So I got a little bit of sleep, a little bit of rest, more hydration, and just praying to God. By the way, thank you for all those emails. People who sent me emails, they're saying, I'm praying for you, Steve. Steve Starr's put out a bunch of feelers for prayers for Steve to help him get these stones passed through. All you people who prayed for me, thank you so much. Thank you very much. I do believe in prayer. Whether this is why the stone finally passed or a miracle happened and somehow it just slid through somehow. And sometime in the night it did. Now, I still feel like somebody kicked me in the side. In my right side, I feel like somebody kicked me in the back there. But that little pain is going to be there for a little while. There was some injury done there in that ureter. Some injury.
So I'll tell you what I believe it is. Now, okay. I know Tom well. I agree with him on the coffee. I don't think you have really anything to worry about unless for some reason you're doing like, you know, 4, 5, 6 cups a day every single without let up.
No.
Okay.
No.
So I've danced around. I've not had stones, but I've danced around the edges, the outskirts of having them, and I know for me exactly what it's from, and it's sugar. And I have not heard you mention it specifically, and other people have talked around it, but when you get into it, I just know for sure with my diet, which fluctuates. I can't
Let me look that up,
because I'd
never heard that before. I don't eat a lot of sugar. I do not eat sugar.
Before you say that, neither do I as a rule. I certainly eat less than other people. But I'm telling you right now, as we get older, as I've gotten older, I cannot tolerate what I used to tolerate.
Yeah.
And if you have, you know, if you're consuming orange juice on a regular basis, that's one source of it. I occasionally have a weakness for chocolate milk. I happen now and then to buy some chocolate chip cookies, this kind of a thing. And every episode that I've had, I know the 1 to 2 days immediately preceding it, maybe perhaps 3, is my sugar consumption went up. And I've also confirmed this. So there's a guy that I highly respect. He runs Synergistic Nutrition, and I've known him off and on for 25, 30 years. And it sets up the conditions of inflammation, and it sets up the conditions for your body chemistry to form these stones. Tom and I will disagree on the animal products. But I am certain that he's correct about pretty much everything else. And I'm telling you, you will see if you want to experiment with it. You know, you just completely eliminate as much as possible sugar, and you will find overall you'll be in much better health.
You know, I love milk. I've always loved milk. So I'm going to pull back a little bit on the milk, too. I think I might drink too much milk. I like milk. I get my
body
resources through the sunshine and other sources, but I like milk. I don't know why. I just love cold milk with a little ice cube in it, and I just love milk. So I'm going to pull back a little bit on that also.
Yeah, one other thing. So I recommend if you're interested, you can contact this guy too. His name is Stephen Hewer at Synergistic Nutrition. You can just type that in. But he sells a product now. He's basically experimented with all sorts of different supplements himself, and of course with his clients, tried different brands. And there's a product called Calrox, which actually helps your calcium absorption. One of the problems that we have in our modern diets, people don't understand this, but we're not absorbing the calcium the way that we should. And a lot of times the form that we're getting is not that good. And so in many cases, it's not to blame your source of calcium, but it's the absorption, because calcium along with magnesium, you've got to have those in the right balance, and everything will be fine. Yeah, you don't have to worry too much about the things that a lot of people think. Obviously, stay away from sodas. But as long as you're modest on your coffee, you don't have to give that up.
You know, I had a friend tell me that, I'm not sure he researched it, or maybe a doctor or somebody told him, but he said the dark colas contribute to kidney stone formation. Not the light stuff like 7-Up and Sprite, but he said the dark colas, the Coke, the Pepsis. And I said, I never heard that before. I'll have to research that a little bit. I don't do that very often. Occasionally I might, but not that often. He said he was downing lots of Coke product, and he ended up getting kidney stones. And he was told that the dark colas, for some reason, contribute to the stone formation.
Yeah, it's the sugar and the phosphoric acid and the high fructose corn syrup. That's what does it. Again, this causes inflammation. It's not even disputable. Sugar and even a lot of too much natural sugar, it does cause inflammation. So
all the stuff
you see going towards paleo, that's where you want to steer. You don't have to be total, but the more paleo you go, the better off you're going to be in terms of your body chemistry, because too much sugar, and let's face it, a lot of these fruits that we're buying today, they've all been hybridized and engineered to have a sweeter taste.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate. When you're younger, nothing mattered. Okay, I remember my youth well, but now I have to really be careful of it. And again, you just use your common sense.
That's good. Interesting. I knew that sugar suppresses the immune system, and I know it increased inflammation in the body, but I never thought about it in the process of making my kidney stones and making some problems there. But, you know, I'll definitely look into that. Definitely going to be some lifestyle changes coming my way. because I don't want to go through this again. It was torture. I don't want to do it again. Great. Yeah, Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Paul.
Sure.
Thanks. Bye. Wow. I'm getting an education, more education here on my kidney stones, things to do. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. I'm sure I'll get some more emails on that also. We got lots of stuff to talk about. I've got so much notes packed up here. And, you know, right off the bat, I just wrote down something, and I call it off the radar. And it is. So many of these stories that were so important to the mainstream media brought us are now no longer stories anymore. And I wonder why. What has happened that these stories have just disappeared? How about the Georgia Guidestones? Have we found the culprits who blew up the Georgia Guidestones? Have we found anybody who's responsible for that yet? No. How about the Supreme Court whistleblower that over the Roe versus Wade, who leaked their decision, their discussion. Have we found him out? That shouldn't be too hard to find out who it was. It's kind of off the radar, too. And all the fentanyl coming in and the kids and fentanyl, that seems to be off the radar also. These TV lawsuits, now that's the one, it's really on the radar right now. This Camp Lejeune here, poison water, what, from 1956, I think it is, or 53 to 1987. Talking about conspiracies here, where the government's telling us to take shots, mandating them, and they're safe and effective, and they're having their military base, Camp Lejeune, they're serving up, dishing up, you're bathing in deadly, poisonous water here, and now they want to rectify it and do all right. Should we trust them again? All right. Second hour coming up, off the beaten path, stay tuned.
Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.